the HTB podcast. Subscribe now so you don't miss future episodes.
I love being part of Grow Your Own Potatoes because you get to learn so much about potatoes, and I love digging through the soil to try and find the potatoes that have grown.
Hello, welcome to this AHDB podcast. Over the last 16 years, your levy has made it possible to deliver positive messages about potatoes to more than 5 million primary school children in the UK via AHDB's Grow Your Own Potatoes programme. This programme teaches young pupils all about potatoes, where they come from, how they grow, and their health benefits. Despite the coronavirus pandemic, Grow Your Own Potatoes continued throughout 2020. And Sue Lawton, AHDB's education manager, has got big plans for 2021. I'm John Bates, and I'm delighted to welcome Sue to the podcast. Hi, Sue. Thanks for sparing the time to come onto the podcast. The Grow Your Own programme, it is open to primary schools in England, Scotland and Wales. Tell us all about it.
Hi, John. Thanks. Yeah, as you say, it's open to primary schools, England, Scotland and Wales, teaching to the curriculum for Key Stage 1 and 2. It's really, really simple to take part. Schools just need to visit the website, growyourownpotatoes.org.uk, and fill in a really simple, straightforward registration form.
Okay, that's nice and straightforward. And how many kits can schools get?
So we introduced 4 kits, the idea being that 4 different classes can take part, and it makes a lot more noise in school. Encourages a little bit of healthy competition between classes, but a lot of them run assemblies to announce the winners. All the school then gets involved rather than just the one class growing potatoes.
Okay, this is really hands-on stuff, and we all know that children learn best when they're able to be actively involved with things. And so what do the kits contain?
Each kit now, it's a little box, contains 2 36-litre grow bags and 2 different seed varieties. The box itself even has a built-in chitting tray. They also get 2 different varieties of seed potatoes. So they have a regional variety, which is usually Rocket, and then there's 10 different seeds for 10 different regions, all supplied by the potato industry. So depending on where you live in the country, depends on what variety you get as your second variety to grow. But then there's a competition at the end where they can win prizes for the heaviest Rocket nationally or the heaviest in their regions.
So you introduced the programme in 2004?
That's right, yeah. Seems a long time ago now, but back in 2004, there was research that identified that children believe potatoes grow on trees. This didn't sit well with us, so we launched a pilot and got 100 kits out to schools. Just 4 years, we'd gone from 100 kits in schools to 10,000. We knew straight away it was going to be a success. I think the reason that it's such success is it's so simple. It's a hands-on project. The kids can take control, look after it themselves. They get a little bit dirty. It gets them outdoors. Plus, at the end of it, they get to harvest what they've planted and they get to dig through the soil. Their face is amazing. If you go to a harvesting event, it's absolutely fantastic.
So we all know that 2020 was a difficult year. How did that affect the programme?
Planting day in 2020 was the 3rd of March. Not long after, it was announced that schools were all closing indefinitely. And I had a terrible vision of all these part-planted bags of seed potatoes in the corner of playgrounds, just sitting there doing nothing. So I straight away sent out an email to schools reminding them to make plans for their growing potatoes over the lockdown. Then when schools did lockdown on the 23rd of March, I sent out a short survey to the schools taking part to find out if they had made plans and what I needed to do going forward. The response was amazing, and 97% of replies said that they'd actually got the key workers' children had taken on the responsibility of looking after the potatoes. Some had got teachers had taken them home, some kids had taken them home, caretakers even got involved. But it became apparent that I needed to do something to keep the kids at home engaged. So I developed then a plan to send in home learning. Because we've got the potatoes growing, a lot of the teachers were sending regular updates to the kids at home. So I sent weekly emails, communications, videos, quizzes, lots of things went out that the teachers could then forward on to the children to take part at home so they didn't miss out. During the lockdown, we had over 38,000 visits to the website and 93,000 page views, which I thought was quite amazing to say that schools were closed, we were still managing to do the project. And also Food Fact of Life had 35,000 potato resources downloaded and over 4,000 potato recipes, quite pleased with.
Yeah, I mean, those are impressive numbers when you think, you know, the pressure that everybody was under and the fact that, you know, lockdown one was strange for everyone. And here we are now in lockdown three. So just bring us up to date then with the programme for 21.
OK, so up to last week, it was kind of a little bit, wow, schools are closing again, we're going to go through all this again. But one thing I did learn from last year was how adaptable Grow Your Own Potatoes actually is. We have a working group for Grow Your Own Potatoes made up of self as an education specialist there, a member of the sponsorship, we have sponsorship for Grow Your Own through McCain's, a couple of the seed suppliers sit on it. And we had a meeting last Thursday to decide what we would do and how we'd go forward. And it was obvious that it was unanimous. We carry on regardless, basically. So we carried on recruiting. And at the moment, we've got about 14,000 of the 15,000 kits requested. So teachers are still going ahead and doing the project.
Right.
The idea being that as schools will still be in lockdown until after the February half term, the idea is to get the key worker children that are in school and children that are actually managing to get into primary schools to chip the potatoes and start the project off. Then when schools go back after the half term, fingers crossed, everything will be ready for them to plant on the 3rd of March and carry on regardless with the project.
Yeah, and very clearly, if you've managed to attract that level of interest for that number of kids, then, you know, this sort of hands-on approach is something that's welcomed by schools. And I guess the important thing there is the fact that it's sort of connecting children to where their food comes from.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And there's research from way back that shows connecting children with where their food comes from and how it's grown when they're small enough to develop good eating habits stays with them as they grow older. So any child taking part in Grow Your Own in primary school and then harvest these amazing, beautiful little potatoes, they can then get to try them in school and they then grow on, hopefully, fingers crossed, to be consumers of the future that get their own children to eat them.
So that's important for levy payers to hear, that's the connection between the, you know, the schools and teachers and children and then the industry. So what's the industry done to help with recruitment?
We have lots of access to industry through the comms team, who send out regular mentions of Grow Your Own Potatoes in all their levy payer facing comms. We have a group of 10 seed suppliers that supply the seed around the country. And what I did this year, we developed a flyer that the seed suppliers could send out to their own staff to get their staff to recruit the schools. This was before schools closed, obviously. And a few of them adapted the flyer and put it out on social media. So we've used levy payers and their supply chain, really, to get messages out to the potato industry to get their local schools involved, which is how we usually do it. Obviously, at the moment, things are a little bit different. So any levy payers listening, if you've got children or grandchildren in school, you've still got a week to get the message into teachers to get them to sign up. And fingers crossed, there'll be some kits left.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I guess there has to be a limit to everything. But it's so far, so good, it seems. So, but in the Grow Your Own programme for 21, then, you've put together a 6-week block of work. Just tell me a little bit about that.
Each year we try and send out new resources to keep the project fresh. We introduce new things each year for teachers to do with the children while the potatoes are growing. So they plant their potatoes in March, harvest in June. That leaves 15 weeks in between to remind them that their potatoes are growing, they have to look after them and one thing and another. So I send out regular e-shots during that period with resources to do. This year, we've gone a little bit further and developed this block of 6 weeks worth of potato learning. So it's designed to support the project from planting to harvesting. It runs from the 19th of April for 6 weeks. So schools should hopefully be well and truly back by then. Teachers teach the children all about where food comes from, healthy eating and cooking, as you've said. It's adaptable for any age group. And the curriculum in England, Scotland and Wales varies slightly. So we have got 3 versions. So anybody in any school in England, Scotland and Wales can take part. And it also, we've done it so it provides links to other curriculum areas. So each week there's a plan, and then they get a daily plan, and then it shows them how they can fit it with English and maths and science. I'm so excited about it. Teacher's going to love it.
Oh, and one of those resources is a video?
Putting together a video that we're going to send into schools to explain fully to the teachers how to get the most from the block of work. It explains all about the weekly plan, the daily plans, how it fits to the curriculum. There's an observation sheet that they need filling in at the beginning, so they have to monitor their plants as they grow. They do that for the full 6 weeks to then do some charts and some maths work in week six. And then at the very end of it, when they've harvested their potatoes, they can make a potato salad. At the end of the video, there's a little bit about how to make a potato salad. And they can, even if they haven't got cooking facilities in school, teachers can cook the potatoes at home, bring everything in prepped, and the kids get to make their own little potato salad. So I'm really excited about it. I hope it's well received.
I'm sure you're right. It sounds really exciting. So the and these resources then, these can be accessed, made reference to a website earlier on. Is that where the resources can be accessed?
Yeah, everything in the kits that they get this year, there's a poster. So one side of the poster has a diary, they keep track of it. The other side's all about the block of work. So all the details are there. But all the actual resources that they need are on the website, growyourownpotatoes.org.uk, and they're all in one place. They can go on, download their planner, support resources, everything's in one place and it's all set out. And then when the video's finished, I'll put that on that page as well. So anybody that's unsure how it works can watch the video and it's all explained to them.
And then earlier on in the podcast, you were talking about there's a bit of a competitive element. So there's a competitive element, which is sort of in school, but also at a national level. So there's got to be prizes. So what's happened about prizes?
Yes, we have one national prize, but I haven't actually decided what the prizes are this year. Prizes I like to use, playground furniture out of recycled plastic bottles. So last year's winners got a buddy bench. And it's like a seat that bends, so kids have to sit and talk to each other. It's really good. It's all low maintenance, doesn't need any looking after, and it looks fantastic in playgrounds. Depending on what happens in schools, last year I changed it to a first, second and third. This year I'm hoping to have one national and 10 regional prizes around the country.
Sue, thank you very much for telling the story. It's absolutely clear you've got enthusiasm for this and there's great excitement, as you've demonstrated, you know, from the education community, with so many people applying to get the kits. So thank you for telling the story. But Sue's story is just part of the equation. We thought it was important to ask some teachers and seed suppliers and children what they think about the Grow Your Own Potatoes. Let's hear what they had to say.
Grow Your Own Potatoes is such a fantastic programme for school children to learn all about the cycle of how to grow a potato from a seed potato and look after it, take care of it and wait patiently for the new potatoes to grow, and then go digging through the bag at the end and trying to find all of the potatoes that have grown. The enchantment on children's faces when they realise that just from 3 or 4 small seed potatoes, they've managed to grow sometimes 80, 90 potatoes in their bag. It's just an absolute joy to behold and really a priceless moment for a child's education. Thank you, Grow Your Own Potatoes. We love joining in every year.
Hello, my name is Becky Abbott from Leamington Hastings Academy. I run the School Gardening Club and I have been involved with the Growing Your Own Potato project for at least 5 years, and we've even been lucky enough to win it just the once. What I love about the project is it's so easy, with everything provided: bags, potatoes, growing instructions, resource material, everything but soil, which is great. So simple to do with the age of children that I work with, which are obviously infants, which are 4 through to 7. It's so good for the children to understand where their food actually comes from. The children enjoy the whole process, from planting, watering, watching little green shoots turn into big tall plants, and of course playing potato bingo when we harvest them. Now, if you're not familiar with this game, this is when we harvest them. The bag is emptied into the wheelbarrow and the children delve through the soil, and every time they find a potato they shout bingo. It's loud and fun. We managed to get our potatoes in just before the lockdown, so some came home with me and lived on the patio, and some stayed in school near the classroom that was being used for the key worker children, and they took great care of them. As we had mixed age classes, it was lovely to see the older children imparting their growing and potato knowledge onto the younger children. The harvested potatoes were then shared out with all the children and the staff that were in the school during the harvesting sessions. So we have already signed up for 2021 and hopefully we might even have a shot at winning. Thank you for allowing us to take part.
My name is Ian Whitehouse and I am the site officer at Fiddler's Lane Primary School, which is in Salford, Greater Manchester. We first got involved with Grow Your Own Potatoes in 2017 after seeing the promotion online, and we thought that it would be a great idea to show our children exactly what it takes to grow an edible crop from start to finish. Our school is in a fairly deprived area and some of the children had absolutely no experience of growing anything. We were surprised at how much interest they took in the project and their willingness to learn and look after the plants. It was the first time I had grown potatoes, so it was a learning curve for all of us, and even though our results weren't that great due to chitting and weather issues, they were still amazed at finding the potatoes at harvest time and being able to eat them. In 2018, everyone was excited to take part in the project again, and this time, using our previous experience and newfound knowledge, we made sure we did things right. So much so that we actually managed to grow a bumper crop that enabled us to win the regional prize. The children were so pleased and it became the talking point in school for weeks.
My name is Maisie and I'm in Year 6 at Fiddler's Lane Primary School. The thing I like best learning about growing potatoes is getting out of the classroom to learn something different and being able to see the process from start to finish. I especially like to eat them as they taste delicious.
We have continued to enter the competition and introduce new pupils to the experience. 2020 was a difficult time, but we managed to do this on a smaller scale with the children of key workers. We are looking forward to 2021 when we can hopefully engage with the pupils again with some normality. Let them experience the wonder of growing your own potatoes.
My name is Jackie Baker. I'm the comms manager for Branston Limited. We supply some of the seed for the regional aspect of the competition and we're always on hand to support our local schools whenever they need a bit of extra help with it. I've been involved in supporting Grow Your Own Potatoes since I joined Branston 13 years ago. And I've seen it really grow and gather momentum over that time. It's so great to see just how much the children get out of growing their own potatoes, and it really helps to connect them with where their food comes from. I'm so pleased that so many schools still manage to carry on and grow their own potatoes this season, despite all the challenges of 2020. I think it really shows that it's seen as a valuable and worthwhile project for schools to take part in.
My name is Kerry Wheatley from Chaucer Junior School in Ilkeston, Derbyshire, and I've run the gardening club there for the past 18 years. We've been involved in the Grow Your Own Potatoes project for the past number of years, and the children love taking part each year. Normally it's the gardening club that plant and tend the potatoes, but as everyone knows, this year has been very different. Our lovely school has never closed during COVID, so our school garden played a major role in helping the key workers' children's well-being. They were the ones that cared for and harvested our Grow Your Own Potatoes this year, with myself and Year 6 teacher Miss Oldknoll. It's an easy project to take part in. The children love planting the seeded potatoes in the two bags and then nurturing them till it's time to harvest them in June. It's always magical watching their faces harvest them and turning the potatoes out, ready to wash them before counting and weighing them. This is a great task for numeracy as well. They're then sent to the kitchen where the children can enjoy them for their lunch. That's one of the best bits, is always eating them. The beauty of this project though is that you don't need to have any garden as the potatoes are grown in bags. So all that you need really is a bag of compost. And at the end of the day, there's nothing healthier for the body or mind than being outdoors. A few years ago, our school was lucky enough to win the competition for the Midlands for the heaviest weight of potatoes in a bag. and we won a Marmax bench, which was still out in our school garden today. The children were thrilled, and it's a memory I still hold dear to this day. Sue and her team have done a fantastic job with the Grow Your Own Potatoes project, and long may it continue to do so over the coming years.
Hello, my name is Rita Griggs and I work at Foldingworth Community Primary School, and we have been involved in the Grow Your Own Potato project for the last 2 years. The main reason that I have chosen to do the project with the children is because I believe it's massively important for the children to be able to make that seed to fork connection with the food that they eat. And then this then gives the children a better understanding of where their food comes from. The DT curriculum, which includes cookery, states that children should be able to use different cooking techniques and understand where their food has come from. By being involved in this project, we are able to cover this. However, the project doesn't just cover DT, it also covers science, maths and even literacy, without the children even realising it. The best part of this project for me is watching the children harvest the potatoes. The look of delight and achievement on their faces when they tip up the bags and start rooting through the soil is great to observe. This year, the children chose to make potato salad, hominy pie and potato wedges, which I really enjoyed sharing with them. This is an excellent project to get the children of all ages involved in, and I would highly recommend other schools participate.
For the past 11 years, we at E. Park & Sons have been delighted to support the AHDB Grow Your Own Potatoes. Learning where our food comes from is invaluable for our children and future generations, and the scheme delivers this as a hands-on, practical and enjoyable experience for children of all ages and abilities. From receiving the seed potatoes to chitting, sowing, watering and seeing the plants grow, to the moment the potato tubers are dug up and revealed, is a great way for children to connect with nature and understand how our food is produced in a sustainable way. Around 15,000 primary schools are due to participate in 2021, reaching around 400,000 children with a positive message about potatoes. Picture this. If each of the schools produce 1 kilo of potatoes, that is enough to make mashed potatoes for 60,000 dinners. Finally, from everyone at E. Park & Sons Limited, we look forward to another successful Grow Your Own Potatoes school programme in 2021.
I love being part of Grow Your Own Potatoes because you get to learn so much about potatoes, and I love digging through the soil to try and find the potatoes that have grown.
If you would like to learn more about this programme, please visit the growyourownpotatoes.org.uk website. Thank you again to my guests, Sue Lawton from AHDB, and of course to the other contributors. Also, my thanks to podcast producer Maria Kovlia. If you've got any comments about this podcast or ideas for future episodes, please get in touch via the link in the show notes. We really want to hear from you. Your opinion matters.